Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
The following hour is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money Live, Hour 2. I'm Hank Madden.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
And that's right, there is an absent voice. I wonder where she might be. Some places that we would like to be, that's for certain. Okay, folks, welcome back. Lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045, as the Mystic Minx will tell you. Beautiful and radiant as she is, area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know? Far too often people show us their 401k statements and they have all of their money in one fund, or even worse, just their company stock. Diversification works, folks. It helps reduce Publix. The overall risk of the investments.
CSX. Which,
that's right. Enron back in the day.
Yeah.
So diversification smooths out returns over the long run. It also keeps you from chasing returns, which is just picking whatever fund performed the best recently. If you don't have the time or the knowledge to create a diversified allocation between the available options, I would suggest using target date funds or target risk funds that most 401ks now offer as a hands-off, easy way to invest.
Great. Okay, let's go back. Robert, let's tidy you up here, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is, do you believe, your longevity?
My dad lived to be about 87. On my mother's side, it was a bit better than that, so.
Genetically, who do you favor?
I'm in better health than any of my parents or grandparents.
Okay.
So, how's your wife's health?
Very good, both of us.
Okay, similar life expectancy?
Her parents are older than my parents when they died, so they're doing real well.
Okay. What is your mortgage rate right now?
4.25.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. Your biggest risk is an absence of retirement capital. Your house payment is how much each month?
A little over $1,000.
Okay. Is that with extra being paid?
No. I have another $500 right now we can pay on that. But that's the mortgage, the interest, the principal, and insurance and all that stuff.
Okay, so really probably it's closer to maybe $750 a month is the actual payment, $250 going to insurance and taxes?
I would guess. I don't know.
Okay. So what you're saving is roughly $750 a month or somewhere around $9,000 a year by paying that off on 125. Is your mortgage a 15 or a 30?
15.
How many years left on that?
15.
So you just refinanced?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're two different schools of thought. Brian, I'll let him explain his. I'll tell you how I'm kind of looking at it. If you wait to take the money, the Social Security, you'll get an 8% increase. If you were to take the monthly difference, say 5 years down the road, if it increased 8% each year, and then take the lump sum of money that you forfeited by not taking the retirement, the Social Security, take that lump sum, divide it by the monthly increase, and that'll tell you the number of months that it would take you to make up or break even. Generally, it's going to put you around 79, 80, somewhere in there. You would have forfeited about $2,500 a month after your withholding for Social Security, which would give you about $30,000 a year. That you say, okay, I could pay that against the mortgage. Okay, that's 4 years. Or you could accumulate it for retirement. The way that you talk, you don't really have a lot of assets, and the one that's going to suffer most is going to be your wife. Okay? If you paid off the house, she could possibly look at some point going to a reverse mortgage, which she would probably be forced to. So at your death, she's got, in today's dollars, $1,000 a month off of $100,000. That would give $6,000. So she's looking at living on about $18,000. Could she do that?
Probably
no.
Not.
Okay. At the same time, if you decided to quit working earlier, again, you're forfeiting money that you could set aside. Could you afford to set aside $30,000 now and add that to your retirement?
Let's see. Right now I have an extra $500 a month that we were looking towards putting against the house. But, yeah, I could take that $500, which is not $30,000.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's only $6,000.
Right.
That I could put. So no, I don't have $30,000 a year to put towards extra retirement.
Okay. I think that you might be better off. I would prefer you to have the cash rather than the paid off house. And I'd much rather see you accumulate an additional $150,000 for five more years, plus whatever it earned, plus your $100,000. Now that $100,000, you've got $50,000. You said it's in an annuity.
Yes, sir. Well, I think that's what it is. It's they said that every year it locks in, and I can't lose anything. I can't lose any principal, and I have an upside of whatever the market does. But the upside.
Okay, you've got an index annuity.
Yeah.
How long have you had it?
Well, I've had it for 8 years, well, 7 years, but I just renewed it for two more.
Okay.
I've had it about I have another year on it before I can get out of it without any penalty.
Okay. Is it in an IRA?
I have no idea.
Did you have a retirement, an IRA, and you used the funds from it to buy the annuity?
I did my 401k from an old place I used to work.
Okay, so I am assuming and I hope that they roll you into a self-directed IRA. You bought an index annuity.
All right.
Okay, I'm just guessing on what you're telling me. I don't like index annuities. They're extremely expensive. You don't really get the great benefit that you're thinking you're getting out of it. So I had much rather you take the 30, invest it, into your 401k if you have one at work, and what you couldn't put in there, put into an IRA and build that up for you and your wife. Brian? tidy me up, then we got to move.
Well, you know, I take a little different approach to it. Like you mentioned, I probably would. I still think you should base Social Security decision on your budget. And the fun thing about financial planning is you can get two advisors in a room and get five different opinions sometimes. Yep. There's not always a clear-cut answer. There's a lot of gray with financial planning, and I think this is one of those answers. Since we don't know when you're going to pass away, we don't know what your investment returns would be, we don't know what your taxes would be, I think you make the decision off of what you do know, which is your budget. And right now, you don't need the money, and so if it were me, I would wait a little bit.
Well, I think you do need the money or you ain't going to have any money for retirement. So, okay. Robert, you've got some decisions to make. You and your wife need to sit down and have an earnest discussion.
Okay. When on the advertisement before y'all came back on, you were saying these are general things. This is not specific advice. You need to go talk to a fiduciary.
Yep.
Okay. Since you all both fiduciaries, can I get a phone number to talk to y'all afterwards or maybe come by and see you?
Sure. 296-1127.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. God bless, my friend.
Bye.
Jay. Yo, Jay. We can hear you banging around back there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Have you got your radio on?
No, I've got the other phone on.
Okay.
Let me hang.
Whoa, yeah, you do. Oh, that's so good in the ears.
Oh, Jesus, I'll tell you.
Listen, I'm going to have to take a short break. Let me read what we have. You tell me if that's right, and then we come back. You can embellish it, okay? Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Jay's from St. Augustine. He has about $800,000 in Vanguard funds, another $250,000 in an annuity with a rider. So we don't know what that rider says. That could be important.
That's an important.
Okay. Should he cash in the annuity? When we get back, we'll talk about that and why Jay is even thinking that he might want to cash in the annuity. Okay, Jay, we're going to put you on hold. We'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:19. Did you know?
Did you know we all have dreams of how our retirement will be? Like for me, I'll be on my own island with my family and a fishing pole.
That sounds good.
When we come back, let's talk about where wishful thinking can hurt us. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:19. Lines are open, so call and call now, 340-1045. That's area code 904-340-1045.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:24. Did you know?
Did you know retirement's a milestone that most people look forward to? Too many people, though, get caught up in wishful thinking and never actually do what it takes to set themselves up for a comfortable retirement. Instead of just envisioning a retirement, sit down and think about the lifestyle you want, figure out how much it costs to make that lifestyle a reality, and start putting the money in place to make it happen. Be wishful for retirement, but take the steps to actually make it happen.
Great. Let's get back to Jay. Jay, you there, my friend?
I'm here.
Okay, you got $800,000 in Vanguard funds. First question, do you have a formal written asset allocation that tells you by yield, standard deviation, probability of loss, recovery time, and so on for those funds?
Absolutely not.
So that might be a starting point. Next, $250,000 in an annuity. How did it get there?
Well, actually, that's not the value. That was the value I paid for it when I bought it back in 2008. Cash out value now is about, surrender value is $357,000.
Okay, is that into an RIA? IRA?
No.
It is.
I don't have an IRA.
Okay, you do not.
Nope, I was self-employed for years in the furniture design and manufacture business.
Hey, we could probably use you a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised there. Do you have it then in a SEP or a KEO or something like that?
Nope.
So this is outside money.
It's a John Hancock venture annuity with an income plus for life rider.
Okay, you're kind of in a hard spot there, bud, and here's why. What's your income right now?
Just Social Security and whatever Vanguard funds throw up every year.
Okay.
My income is not a lot, okay? I don't spend a lot of money.
Okay. You know, you could, off the 800, pull about roughly 48 a year. I don't know if you're getting that much or less or...
I've got one of those advisors that you sign up for that I get, you know, he offers different fund advice. It's called the Independent Advisor for Vanguard Investors.
Yeah, yep.
Okay,
yep.
I figured you'd probably be familiar with it. Yep. And I signed up for that because back in 2008, you know, I had a disagreement with my advisor that I had through one of the larger firms.
Yeah.
And, you know... And he and I didn't get along. He was great having him when the times were good, but when, you know, it hit the fan,
well, see,
he
that's
wanted
when
me
we...
to hang in there. I wanted to cash it in and save my what I had, and he wanted me to hang. He just said, keep hanging in there.
What would have happened if you had?
If I had, God knows, I probably would have lost more than I did.
Yeah, but did that money ever turn around?
Yes, it did, but I figured, why hang on to it and spend all those years to get it back again when you could just put it in cash and not lose it to start with?
That is a thought.
Okay.
The 250, if you cash that,
it's 356
or
now.
350.
Yeah.
If you cash that in, your basis is 250. You're going to have 100 and change.
Yeah.
That's going to come to you as ordinary income.
Yep.
That's a pretty big tax hit.
Yes, it is. That's why I was wondering if I ought to keep it. However, if I take out the income in yearly installments, which are about $20,000 a year,
yep.
You know, it'll take me about, with the cost, I assume they're going to continue to charge me for this fund every year. I mean, once you get to a certain age, they don't stop charging you, and the charges now looks like about $3,000 a year.
Is it an equity fund or a fixed investment?
It's an equity fund.
Okay, so you're paying a mortality expense assurance fee.
Yep.
Plus, you're paying the fees for the individual mutual funds. There is an investment you should take a look at, though. Jefferson National, the few times that we'll ever use an annuity, and particularly if it's a variable, we'll go to Jefferson National. It's a no-load annuity, meaning it costs nothing to buy it, hold it, or sell it. And there are internal fees, I believe, are like $250 a year.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's a savings right there.
That is a big savings. But my thinking is, should I bother with an annuity at this point in my life?
Well, are you willing to take...
I'm almost 68 years old. My health is okay. It's not, you know, neither of my parents lived till a ripe old age.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Is there anyone else dependent upon your income?
No, there isn't. I've left a lot of what I have to charities.
Oh, good for you. God bless you, my friend. Boy, I tell you what. Jay, this is a complex question. can we carry you over after the break? And tidy you up after that?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Eric, hang on. Folks, we're going to take an information timeout and bring you up to date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns, and then we're going to be back to Jay, Eric, and the rest of you guys and gals. So just hang with us. Lines are open 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the Mystic Minx tells us, area code 904, did you know?
Did you know we're talking about things you shouldn't do before retirement? To a lot of people, risk is one of those four-letter words we teach our kids to avoid. Is it, though? When we come back, we'll have an answer for you. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:31.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You are listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:36. Yes, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Call and call now. And if the beautiful, seductive, I shouldn't say that, but the beautiful she is, Mystic Minx will tell you that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know a lot of people consider risk as one of those bad four-letter words we're not allowed to say on the radio? While you shouldn't put all your money, all your retirement money on red and spin the roulette wheel, you also shouldn't completely avoid risk altogether. Even for capital preservation investors, having bonds instead of completely having CDs or having some equities often makes sense. As Hank likes to say, keeping all of your assets in cash over time is the safest way to lose money due to the impact of taxes and inflation.
That's true. Do you know what the top performing bond is right now?
Yes. It's
up 13%?
Yeah, I know. I know. I saw that article too. It's Puerto Rico.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'd buy it yet. Okay, let's get back and tidy Jay up. Yo, Jay, you there, my friend?
I'm here. I just heard you talking about bonds.
Yeah.
And I always have. With $800,000 in Vanguard, I get to talk to an advisor at Vanguard, and I always get the worst advice from them. I've only
then
got
why are you still staying there?
I've only got about 15% of my money in bonds. I'm 68, and they keep trying to talk me into taking money out of everything I've got and putting it into bonds. And I'm thinking, I don't want to put money into bonds.
You know what? Here's what they don't tell you. And folks, listen to this. I can back this up with any number of studies that the safest portfolio is not one that is all government issued, whether it's T-bills and bonds, but is one that is a mixture of stocks and bonds. You can create one that will have the same risk, standard deviation, as the bonds, but the yield is considerably higher. And the biggest thing that threat you face in retirement is inflation. So why would you stick it all in bonds? It just always amazed me. Okay, let's tidy you up.
Okay.
Jay, here's what I would suggest. Okay.
Go ahead.
Because you've got some significant tax.
I called them last week, and they're sending me the paperwork, both the paperwork to either cash it in or start to use this thing. So what should I do?
Okay. What should you do? I would like for you to meet with an independent fee-only firm of certified financial planners. They have no axe to grind. They charge fees for what they do. They sit on the same side of the table as you do. Because you do have some complex questions in there to get answered. How to handle this annuity? What's the best way? Do I surrender it? Do I take partial surrenders?
Well, if I surrendered it, or if I take it out in yearly
installments,
$20,000 something, yep. I'll be like 85 before I even get to this $356,000.
Yeah. Okay. That may be a very viable course for you. Your other investments, you've got an $800,000-plus home that you're trying to build, and you have no blueprints on how to build it.
Gotcha.
So we would like to meet with you because we are an independent. We are not aligned with anyone. Fee only. We receive no kickbacks, commissions, trails, anything other than what you pay us. We are fiduciary, so we must place your interest first, and we're all CFP, Certified Financial Planners. With Para, okay. We have Para Planners, plus our own Brian, a CFA.
What's a CFA?
Chartered Financial Analyst.
Oh, I thought that had something to do with like Canadian Air Force. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I got to add that one to my business card.
Yeah.
Then I'll give you a ring then.
Please, 296-1127 will provide an initial consultation at no fee to determine what course of action would be best for you.
Sounds good.
Great. Thanks. Great call. Loved it.
Thanks for talking to me.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eric, Mandarin, you're managing your elder father's money? And you've got about 120 in an IRA. Are there other assets as well?
Not really. He's got a little bit in pension and Social Security, and that's about it. But the question becomes the financial advisor that had been managing things for him is changing what they call their backdoor broker. They want us to move the money into their new broker with them. And I'm looking at the fact that they get charged about $300 a quarter in advisory fees. And I'm not sure that makes any sense. I was debating if it makes more sense to move it into like a Fidelity IRA or something like that. And if I did so, what's the best place to put it to try and maximize his money for as long as it lasts?
How old is your dad?
78.
How old?
78.
Seven. I thought you said 98 there for a second.
No.
Okay, Brian, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, you're paying an advisor. You're paying an advisor for something. Are they giving you advice and are they helping you out, and do you need that help?
I don't believe so. It was an advisor he had. We just ended up taking over and trying to help with the finances in December, and I'm kind of looking at, I don't think he's been giving anything significant that I can tell, but if we move the accounts pretty much need to move either to the broker he's going to for his backdoor broker or some other place for the IRA, and if I do move it into something like a Fidelity or one of those kind of places, what kind of investments would you suggest we use to try and protect the money and maximize it paying for his bills going forward?
What did he get last year for a return?
For a tax return?
No, for an investment return.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know that off the top of my head, sorry.
Eric, I'm assuming then you're the power of attorney for your dad?
Yes.
Okay. How comfortable are you picking out investments on your own? Do you feel like you need the help going forward?
Not significantly, other than the fact that I'm still trying to figure out my own retirement. I'm doing a few things on my own as it is already, so I'm somewhat knowledgeable, but I'm not an expert by any means.
Are you comfortable doing things on a computer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there's a couple different service options for you. I would do one of two things. You could do a completely self-directed type of account, which we like open platforms. That means they're not tied to one specific fund company. Fidelity offers you a lot of other funds aside from just Fidelity funds. Schwab is a good one. E-Trade. I mean, they're all, you know,
Vanguard.
Yeah, Vanguard kind of pushes their own funds, though.
Yep.
You know, they're all pretty similar, and that's a pretty good option for you, but it's daunting for a lot of people because then you go into it, you move $120,000 in it, and you look at the options, and you realize that there's 5,000 different things that you could put the money into, and so sometimes it gets to be hard to start. If you're comfortable going through and sorting through stuff and doing the research, that's a good option. It's certainly the cheapest. The next thing you might want to consider is what we've been talking about on the show a lot over the last couple shows is looking at what they call robo-advisors, where you answer a series of questions online about your dad, and they'll be about his ability to take risk, both from a financial and emotional perspective, and they will recommend a portfolio based on how you answer those questions, and it's typically a lot cheaper than working with a live advisor. So there are a couple companies that do that. Schwab also has that type of platform. They don't charge anything on it. Betterment is one of the more well-known companies out there. They do have a small fee on it, you know, and that would be the second service option that I would look.
Okay, but once you get into those things, there's not, because I'm still, just for your prior caller, talking about everybody's trying to push you into bonds and everything, are there particular investments within them that you would recommend for somebody that's at that point in their life where they're no longer making any money, they're just depleting whatever they had from previous time?
Well, there are a lot of factors that you're starting to throw in there. If this is going to be self-depletion, that's another issue. Bonds and a retirement account are not bad as long as they're a small portion of it, not the whole account.
Well, and they could be a big portion, too. It just really depends on what your goals and what your needs are out of the account. And so that would be a further conversation. Like if your dad needed the $120,000 relatively soon, then we would need to do that. Or if he didn't need a lot of growth out of the account because he has plenty of money to already achieve his goals and he's very capital preservation and oriented, then maybe you would look at something heavy.
I'll buy that.
Right. So there's different factors that go into it. And it really just depends on, you know, what his goals are and what you guys need that account to do for you.
It's going to be helping pay the bills.
And how much do you think on a monthly or annual basis needs to come out of that account to help pay the bills?
So coming out of that account, right now it's probably in the range, well, we just sold his house, so that takes care of us for a few months, but it's probably in the range of $700, $800 a month we'll be pulling out of it.
See, that's at the top end of what would be safe to still keep the account viable and not totally deplete it.
Yeah, that's the concern.
Yeah. You know, I like the robo simply because it's going to have an equity platform in it, and it can have bonds in it or bond equivalent. And it would be the least costly for you to go.
Okay, so a robo-advisor type thing you're suggesting and do that?
Yep.
One of the, even the Fidelity or the Schwab or Vanguards have robo things?
I would look at Schwab or this other company called Betterment is the two that I would explore.
Okay.
All right. If you have questions, call us back and let us know.
Okay, and you mentioned your numbers 296-1127, I think I heard you say.
Yes, I did. And you please call us.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. God bless. Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. David, Orange Park. David, I'm going to get your question set up, and then I need to put you on hold, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Enjoy listening to you every weekend. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. You're thinking you might need to retire due to health and how the effects would hit you on Social Security. Is that it?
Yes, sir. I probably will end up trying to go at 56. I'm trying to weigh my options. I will be able to get a full post office retirement. Got TSP investments of about $175,000.
Okay.
The only thing I'll be able to get into is obviously if I take early Social Security or if I could take this government retirement at 56 and what my options would be and how detrimental it would be if I were forced to take it early.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold and we'll come back and talk about it.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Folks, we're going to take a short information timeout. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It's 11:48. Did you know?
Did you know retirement is often seen as a time when you finally get to do the things that you've been dreaming of? The last thing I'll tell you shouldn't do before your retirement? Don't put your life on hold. When we come back, I'll let you know what I mean. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:48.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:53. Did you know?
Did you know retirement's often seen as a time when you finally get to do all the things you've been dreaming of? And while retirement is a great time to enjoy those things, don't let opportunities to live your life pass you by. Try to strike that perfect balance, plan for the future, but take advantage of the present to enjoy every stage of your life.
Agree.
All right, Richard. Who is on hold? We don't have time to pick you up, but you were recently employed by the city. Should you join the 457 retirement plan? Yes, especially if they match. Take the free money.
And then call us next week, and we can spend some more time. David.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's tidy this up. We've only got about 4 minutes left, okay?
Yes.
So if I understand this, you have a retirement that you could draw from the post office.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have about 120 something in a TSP account.
175, yes, sir.
175. Okay, you are you 56 or 66?
56.
Six or 5-6?
5-6.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, your health, is it poor enough that you could qualify for disability income?
No, sir.
Okay,
I have arthritis and knee problems. So.
Okay, you're not going to get Social Security until you're 62.
Okay.
All right, so that's out of the equation. Could you live off of your retirement from the post office plus roughly $10,000 a year from your retirement account?
Probably. Be tight, but probably.
You have to consider medical expense, too.
Yeah, that's what would make it difficult. Hard to predict medical expenses, obviously.
Can you work with your condition?
I can, but it continues to make things worse. So I'm kind of thinking about quality of life in 10 or 15 years if I continue versus going now and versus money, obviously.
Are you married?
Yes.
And does your wife work?
Retired, Navy.
Okay, so you have her pension.
Yes, sir.
And do you have TRICARE?
Not currently, but we're thinking about going to that when I retire.
Well, that'll keep the cost down.
Okay. Yes. What is her retirement?
15 monthly.
Okay, so it's about 18 a year. And you, how much would you get from the Postal Service?
In retirement, without TSP, about $1,000 taken out for her survivor benefits.
Okay, so $12,000, $20,000, $30,000. Could you live on $40,000 a year, the two of you?
Probably, yes.
Well, if you can, and it would allow you to slow down the deterioration of, I'm taking it's arthritis, and not aggravating it, then go ahead and do it. I think Brian would tell you to take a look at the robo accounts for your TSP.
And, and I would suggest that you write out a budget. You think about the impact of taxes. You find out what the cost of medical would be before you actually make a decision, and try to live on that amount of income maybe before you actually do it. And potentially you could work part-time or do something else to try to supplement your income, depending on, you know, how things are physically for you.
Yes, sir. All right. That gives me a little bit better picture. I actually wanted to come down and see and speak with the gentleman in person. I think I'll still end up doing that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. God bless, David. Hey, folks, that is the magic signal that tells us time's up, buddy. Listen, we got to go. If nobody said they cared about you today, know that Brian, the Mystic Minx, Scotty, who we couldn't do anything without him, he's our operations and control. And I do as well wish you the very best and let you know we care. Remember, the greatest investment you'll ever make is that special time that you'll spend with your friends and family. You'll never find that asset on a balance sheet anywhere. Our American fighting men and women and your families, God bless you. Thank you for your sacrifices that allow us to live in a free country. And our first providers, our police officers, highway patrol, our firemen, our EMTs, thank you and your families for your sacrifices. God bless you that keep us alive and safe in our city and our homes. And always remember this, that Christ Jesus, folks, gave you this day. It's his gift to you. Your gift to him is how you choose to spend it. Why don't you start putting him first in your life if you haven't already? And it's so easy to do that. You just accept him as your Lord and Savior. You take your daily troubles, woes, hopes, and ambitions, and you turn over to him each day in prayer and teach your children. I promise you, they're not going to learn that in school or any other place. And they might be the difference in who picks up a weapon or not. Take care, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.